Hot 937. Hot937.com. Hubbard's number one for hip hop and R&B. This is the Beat of CT. I'm Erica Lynn, and today I have the pleasure of having Casey DeRozier, Director of Addiction and Community Response Services at CRT, also known as Community Renewal Team, with me. Casey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Erica. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to meet with me and talk about this very important subject. So first off, can you give us a little bit of background on CRT?
Sure.
Services provided? Sure.
CRT is the largest nonprofit agency in the state of Connecticut. Primarily, I'm going to be speaking about our clinical service division, which is located at multiple locations, but primarily 330 Market Street, Hartford, Connecticut. And where I'm going to talk about is our medication-assisted treatment program, where we use medications to treat opioid use disorder in individuals 18 years and up, and also support them with a peer support specialist that provides recovery support services and intensive case management to those that are eligible.
Oh, so how do you go about finding eligible clients or individuals?
So individuals can access CRT services a multitude of ways. One, by walking into 330 Market Street, Hartford, Connecticut, and requesting services and scheduling an intake at that time. They can call us at 860-761-7908 and request to speak to someone in regards to getting engaged in services, as well as going on our website, crtct.org, and then following the prompts to behavioral health services or our medication assisted treatment program page, where my contact information is there as well.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's for individuals who want to receive help, or they realize, you know, right, that they have an addiction and they are looking for the help. Right. If a family member or a friend of someone who, I don't know if the word is suffers, not suffers from addiction, but you
it's
know,
challenged. Yeah.
Right. It's challenged. Yeah. Wants to refer someone. Is that possible as well?
I can say that at CRT, we're pretty innovative. I receive multiple phone calls and emails daily from loved ones that are struggling with supporting their friends, their family, their partners, their children with addiction, primarily opioid use disorder. And they reach out to me because they don't know how to navigate through, right? They don't know how to support that individual. So I give them support. I give them some resources. I give them some steps. But primarily that individual, because they're 18 years old and up, they have to make that decision to engage in treatment unless it's mandated by another entity such as courts, probation, parole, or the Department of Children and Families, for example.
So that's a good point that you make as well. With court or DCF, they can mandate someone, and that's how you get certain clients as well. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, from walk-ins and then from other entities or other agencies that refer someone.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the medical assistant treatment program, what does that consist of?
So the MAT program that we have at CRT Behavioral Health Services, that involves using prescribed medications to treat opioid use disorder. Now, these medications come in a form of Vivitrol, which is extended release naloxone. It comes in Suboxone, the film and or tablets that is taken orally. And our newer, I would say, treatment option is Sublocade, which is a extended release buprenorphine injection that is injected into below the skin, mm-hmm, into someone's abdomen, which creates a gel depot, and it consistently and daily releases the medication into the individual's system, which then supports the notion of not having the ups and downs. If you forget to take your medication, if right, you lose your medication, if something happens to your medication, it takes away also the temptation of diverting, right? Mm-hmm. And having to depend on a medication daily to treat your opioid use disorder, or other people would say addiction, right? So it kind of, I don't want to say it normalizes an individual's life or recovery, but it definitely takes away the need of having that mental habit of having to take something daily in order to feel normal.
Right, right. And how often do they take the injection?
Once a month.
Okay, so that's good. Like you said, they don't have to remember to take an oral, you know, pill each day and things of that sort. And have you found that a lot of the clients prefer the injection?
Yeah, absolutely. I am very shocked. I would say shocked because it's a newer, you know, medication option, and it's also an injection, right? So the patients that I have spoken to after they received their injection, they struggled a little bit in the beginning few days because they're so used to having to take a medication in order to, you know, avoid feeling withdrawal. Right. Or avoid being triggered or having urges to use. So it was a little bit of a difference using their coping skills of, hey, I don't have to take something, right? It's already in me. I'm okay. But after that couple of days of transition, you know, went away, disappeared, they were like, Miss Casey, like, I feel great. I don't have to take something daily. I don't have to go to the clinic daily. Nobody knows I have this medication. I don't have to worry about picking it up or losing it. And I only have to be seen by a physician once a month. And the greatest thing about Sublocade that most people don't know is if you're consistent with your injection for about 4 to 6 months, if you decide that you're sustaining your recovery and you feel you have all the tools needed to maintain your recovery without medication, you can just stop getting your monthly injections. And the data has shown you have minimum to no withdrawal symptoms, because usually withdrawal is what keeps people on medication because how awful they feel.
It feels,
Or they end up use it going back to their old habits. And using illegal opioids.
So is the medication distributed directly at CRT, or do they have to go somewhere else and see a physician?
Nope, our healthcare providers are here at CRT. They have to start with the certified provider here and already be initiated on Suboxone, which is the sublingual film or tablet, and be sustained on that for at least a week or two. And it's up to the provider at that point to assess and speak to that individual about the option of Sublocade, and then scheduling that appointment within the patient's, you know, preferred time, as well as checking, making sure that their blood work is all cleared out and there's no other medical concerns in order to get the injection.
And then the counselors or case managers are there as well that actually like follow up with the clients on, you know, how they're feeling and their progress and things.
Yes, ma'am. So what I also love about CRT is we really emphasize on supporting that individual, even when they, so to say, what's the old saying, fall off the wagon. Right. Mm-hmm. So you miss your appointment. You don't come to your appointments. You appear to be having a bad day. You know, staff are available and able to reconnect you in any way that is acceptable to you to get you back in treatment, to try to motivate you to see, hey, what happened? What's going on? How can we help and provide those intensive services to be able to support that individual in their time of need?
I think that that is super impressive. Is there a time frame, you know, that the staff is available to help, or is it 24 hours?
I can hear my staff right now saying 24 hours. No. So we are right now for the MAT program, we are open 8 to 8 Monday through Thursday, and then 8 to 6 on Friday. So at this moment, we are not open for weekends, but all staff have cell phones. All staff are available via text, via phone, via email. And we try to be as innovative as possible in how we connect with individuals, whether it be we have somebody's emergency contact information, or, you know, we know where somebody lives. Maybe we'll send a letter saying, hey, we miss you. Where you been? Right. Or, you know, somebody is maybe doesn't have a phone, and we know this individual likes to hang out at Keeney Park. You know, we'll do a drive-by, see if we can find that individual and try to engage them there.
That is dedication and commitment. So, you know, kudos to you and your team for being available via text, because that's, even though you're not physically in the office, that's still, you know, technically 24 hours, you know.
Yeah, this is true.
As you will respond to a text messenger, I'm sure you feel, you know, a certain way if somebody is struggling or having an issue and you want to help them right away. So if it's 9 o'clock at night or midnight or something like that, or 6 in the morning, just even being that ear and that person that's able to respond and actually care about the individual or help them, you know, get back on the wagon, like you said, from falling off of the wagon. So kudos to your team.
Thank you.
Once again. And so for those individuals, once again, who know of someone who may need help or needs help themselves, can you give your contact information and your location?
Yeah, sure. So again, my name is Casey DeRozier. My cell phone number is 860-549-3350. And we are located at CRT Building 330 Market Street, Hartford, Connecticut, 06120. Again, that was 330 Market Street, Hartford, Connecticut, 06120.
Thank you, Casey. Is there anything else that you think is pertinent or important for the public to know about the program, about the medications, about your staff, about employment?
Yeah, sure. I just wanna say that anything is possible. Recovery is possible. Everyone matters, your life matters. And sometimes we just have to keep trying until we get it right, and you don't have to do it alone. And that if anyone needs help, any family members that are feeling in despair, please reach out, because this fentanyl crisis is destroying our community. And I would hate to see anyone feel that they are alone in this, because you have a whole community to support you and back you up. And there is options. There is never, never not a solution.
Right. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Thank you, Casey, once again, for coming to the show. Do not be a stranger. My rule of thumb is you have to come back, you know, at some point. So whether it's 3 months from now, a year from now, do not be a stranger and come back to the B2CT and talk to me and the public about all of the things you have going on. If you have any programs or any events coming up, you know, feel free to reach out to me, and I would love to have you back on the show.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for listening. This is the Beat of CT. I'm Erica Lynn, and it's Hot 937.